number 30 from yesterday. Here's number 4, those who didn't get. Okay. We pick it up from number 30. Last one, number 3. Let's go, and then we'll pick it up 1. Here we go. What is the din of Ein li Esek b'cha b'shichur v'gam b'get ishim? Okay? The guy says, Ein li Esek b'cha, is that good or not? So, the Gemara says, b'feirish, by the two dots, right before the two dots, that Ein li Esek b'cha is definitely good by a shtar shichur. If a master says to his Eved K'nayni, I don't want anything to do with you anymore, for sure it's good. That's a good shichur, no doubt. What's the open question the Gemara does not discuss? If a person says Ein li Esek b'cha regarding a get isha, is that considered to be acceptable or not? Here, Avi. Okay? Is Ein li Esek b'cha good by a get or not? That the Gemara does not discuss. So this is a matter discussed in the Rishonim. Okay? We're on number 30, Shir 3. Okay? Please get it down to Shita. The first Shita that we should mention as to whether Ein li Esek b'cha is acceptable by get is the Shita of the Ran. The Ran writes, b'feirush, it is not good. Ein li Esek b'cha is not acceptable for get isha. Only by Eved K'nani, where the Gufos Kanui, is the Lashon of Ein li Esek b'cha make sense. Okay? The Miri says the same thing. The Lashon of Ein li Esek b'cha is not Shaykh b'ishas. It's only Shaykh b'momenis. So according to the Ran and Miri, they hold clore that Ein li Esek b'cha is not good by a get. Okay? However, Lomaisa, it's interesting, we pointed out that the Ein li Esek b'cha is interesting, and this is a svara that I want you to get, okay? The Rashba quotes the Shem the Ravid also is bad by get isha, but he gave a different reason. What's the other reason? He said it's like the Lashon Ein li Esek, I'm not your husband. That's called the Shulch of Lo Yishlech HaSatzmo. So there are two shitas we had that said the fairs it's not good, but they gave different reasonings. The first was that it's not shaykh l'loshin by ishus ein li Esek b'cha. The other shita said the Ravid said Daniel that it's a chesaron that what you're sending yourself away from her. Okay, so we got that. So there are two shitas that say it's not good. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina atzus Yosef gez if you said to your wife ein li reshus b'cha. What happens if you say ein li reshus b'cha? According to the Ran, that would work because Hariat Pershusi was a Lush of Kedushin. So Iat Pershusi, we're on number 330. Shear number 3, the last one. We did 29 yesterday, okay? Let's go, let's get it down, okay? So the Atzis Yosef says if you say Ein li Reshus b'cha, Ein li Reshus b'cha, I don't want to have a Reshus with you, is that good or not? According to the Ran, it's good because Hariat Pershusi is Lush of Kedushin. You just said Iat Pershusi, I don't want you in my Reshus. So that would be good, but according to the Rashba, what would be the din, Daniel? It would be bad because you're sending yourself away from what? Ein li reshus b'cha. You're sending yourself away from her. That would be bad. Okay, so we got it? Then we give another nafkamina. What's another nafkamina from the Miri? If he says, Ein l'cha esek bi, that you're megarish her from you, then it would work according to the Ravid. Whereas the Miri says it's not good, he says it's Ein Migreshes, because again, it's not a Lashon of what? By Ishus. So those are two good Nafkaminas, okay? One second. First Nafkamina was if you say what? If you say Ein Li Reshus Bach. Second Nafkamina is Ein Li Esek B. Okay? And then lastly, the Tosfos Riazakin argued on the previous two Shitas. And the Tosfos Riazakin held that just like what Ein li Esek b'cha is good by Eved, it's also good by what? By Isha too as well. Okay? Just like the Gemara said, which we're going to get to, of Hariat Latz b'cha was good by both, was a Kavachomer from Eved. This is also a Kavachomer from Eved. Okay? So to review this question, let's get it. The Gemara said, Beferish, based on your Chazar, you know, and inside, Ein li Esek b'cha is definitely good by Eved Shtar Shichur. Definitely good. By get Ish is an open question. The Ran said it's bad because why? It's Lashon is not appropriate by Ishus. The Rashba said Bishin Rav, it's also bad for a different reason. Because you're sending yourself away from her, which is a problem of Shilukas Atzma, Shilukas Atzma Mena, right? You have to send her away from you, not yourself away from her. Lamay Nafkamina, if you said Ein li Reshus b'cha, according to the Ran, it would work because that's a Lashon right after Shusim. But according to the Rashba, it's bad because you're sending yourself away from what? from her. That's the first dafka mina. Yes, Yonah.
I don't really understand the first reason. Like, the lashon isn't good for
Rishus. Yeah, it's not shach to say Ein Lizbuch doesn't relate to Rishus. Ein Lizbuch relates by Mominus, it works. Okay? By Mominus, it's considered a work. No problem. Okay? But it doesn't appropriate by Ishus. If you want a divorce, you have to say Allah is separating the marriage. It's not appropriate by Ishus. So that's one nafkamina. What's the other nafkamina? What was the other nafkamina? Ein Lizbuch B.
Yeah.
So that's going to be good according to what? According to the Ravid, yes, because why? You're sending her away from you. Whereas according to the Miri, it's still not a lashon shach by Gerishin. And which Shitun Rishonim says the whole thing is good by Gerishin? Toisus Riazokin. Excellent. And what's his rationale? It's a Kavachomer from Evid. By an Evid, where you own his goof, it's still good. How much more so by an Isha? What did the Gemara say that by? Hariat Latzmacha. So the same Svara Kavachomer used for Hariat Latzmacha is good also by what? By Inli Esibacha. Fine. That's number 30. Let's go to four, number one. Shir four, Chazar, number one. Good to see you, Elad. Here. We even quoted you yesterday. Yeah? We quoted you in Shir. No one told you? Yoni, you didn't tell him?
I forgot.
Okay, from the Terence. One of the Terutz we gave that there was no Stira in Tysus. Remember? You said the second Tysus held like the Rabbam. Remember that? By Yochus Tainus? Okay, let's go. Shir four, number one. What is the concept of Reach HaGet? And how does this relate to Rashi and Hamid Beis? Reach HaGet means the following. The Rambam writes very beautifully in Hilchos Gerushin that if a guy divorces his wife, it's based on the ninth Perek of Gittin, the first Mishnah, on Daf Pei Beis. If a guy divorces his wife, but he says, I don't want you to be mutter to everybody. You hear that? Part of Gittin is being mutter to everybody, no? He says, Ari amateres l'chol adam. He says, I'm divorcing you, but I don't want you to be mutter to everybody. What does that do? That passels her to kahuna. That's a fragrance of a get. That's called reach haget. Yes, that's called reach haget. When you divorce the woman and she's not muteris to everybody. So they remain married, but there is a fragrance to her that she's a grusha. She can never marry a kohen ever again, even if her husband dies. And that's, Rambam writes, it's an rabbinic institution. The Shagasariya says it's a din d'oraisa. This concept of reach haget. So I want you to get it. How did this relate to Rashi? Because Rashi on Hamid Beis, one of the Lashonos was terrible. Which one of the Lashonos was terrible? Ein kan beis mechish. Remember he said? If he said, any ishech, any bailech, any arusech, Rashi said, ein kan beis mechish, ein kan afil sovik edushin, dikhiyikach ishi lo kishi lo, dikhiyikach siv, velo shiyikach atzma lo, u de gerishin, Ein kan beis mechish, af leposlo le kahuna. Underline those words 40 times. Ein kan beis mechish, af leposlo le kahuna, Rashi's saying. You got me? It doesn't even register a reich haget. If you say any ishek, any arusech, it's a zero. But Rashi means the same when he says post le kahuna, it doesn't even register a reich haget. You got to know the institution of reich haget, and you got to know what Rashi's driving at. You can miss that whole Rashi. Rashi said the lashon is so bad, there's nothing. There's no get, and there's no fragrance of the get. Okay, that's number one. Number two, what's the din regarding the amanus of the man and woman, legabe, if they say they didn't understand there's kedushin? What do you mean? They use a lashon of kedushin, they say, oh, we didn't understand that it meant the kedushin. Are they able to what? Are they able to get out of the kedushin or not? What's the din? Halach lamaisa. So we said the following. We said the Rush writes that he is not believed to say he didn't understand it and to cancel a kedushin. The Rush writes Beferish, and the Ramah quotes from Simon Chav Zayin Siv Beis.
So they're still married?
The Rush says they're still married. He is not believed. The Ran comments and says the woman is believed. So the Beis Yosef says they're not arguing. The Rush is talking about the man who is not believed, and the Ran is talking about the woman who is believed. Halacha lemaisa. So since they're talking about two different topics, they're not arguing. However, the Vilna Gaon said they're arguing. Remember, the Vilna Gaon said there's a misprint in the Rush.
Who said they're not arguing?
The Beis Yosef says they're not arguing. And the Rush, the Vilna Gaon has a girsa in the Rush that says no, that the Rush is talking about both the man and the woman, and they are both not believed. Okay? They are both not believed. So it comes out that according to the Vilna Gaon, there's a machlokes Rush and Ran, whether the woman's believed. The Ran says, Beferish, the woman is believed. The Rush will say both the man and the woman are not believed. So regarding the woman, they are arguing. That's the Vilna Gaon's take. Please get it. Yes.
If a woman is believed, doesn't that mean that her husband is not believed?
No, the two different questions. One of them understood it, one of them said they didn't understand. So do we believe them or not? One's not, one, you can hold one not. The Vilna Gaon claims there's no reason to be mechalik between the two. There's no reason to be mechalik. On the contrary, Yonah.
I'm saying I don't understand. I'm agreeing with the, I agree with the Vilna Gaon says I don't get how you say they're not.
Because you could say that the Ran was only commenting on the woman, the Rush was only commenting on the man. The Rush never talked about the woman, okay? The Rush only talked about the man. Okay, so the Vilna Gaon's Gerson and the Rush is, no, he was talking about both. Okay? He's talking about both. There's good reason to say that maybe what? You don't need to have ruts under the... Remember we said from the Ran and the Dorim? You only have to find out about the ruts under the man when? You have to find out the ruts under the man before they get married. The ruts under the woman, we said what? You could find out after they got married. Remember we said the ruts under the woman because she's mafka herself. The Avne Meluim said according to the Ran. Remember? She's mafka herself, so if you find out she was interested afterwards, that's fine. Allah Kalamas. There's good reason to milchak in the man and the woman, perhaps. Okay, that answers number two. Three, what's the din regarding what? The din of Hariat Latzmacha. Beget Isha, Beget Shtar Shikhar. Masbir. So the Gemara says it befavors black on white. Hariat Latzmacha is good by both. It's good by both. We said by Shtar Shikhar, we're a Konale Gufa, if it's Hariat Latzmacha, it's good. By a woman, we're not going to look goofy. How much more so is it good? Straight up, Kal v'chomer. If by a kin naguf ari alatz b'cha works, how much more so by a man and woman where you don't have a kin naguf on her? L'maisa, therefore, for sure, ari alatz b'cha works, not a problem. Halach l'maisa. Okay, that's three. Four. What's the din regabi mokar avdol la'akum? If you sell your evit, ma din regabi mokar avdol la'akum, lavodis kochavim. What's the din if you sell your evit kinani to a goy? So the Gemara says beferish the following. He's yatzel l'cheiris. It's a terrible thing you did. Because he's chayv mitzvah like a regular woman. He's a half Jew. Now you sell him to a goy, he'll be doing nothing. So the Rabbanan made a knas. And the Rabbanan said, you have to buy him back. And when you buy him back, he goes free. How much do you have to buy him back? Even 10 times worth of what he's worth. You're mechuyev to buy him from the goy and he goes free immediately. Okay? He goes free immediately. Now the question is, Halach l'maisa, does he go immediately? Do you need a shtar shikhar or not? So we said beferish, according to the Tanakhama, you need a shtar shikhar. But if he wrote a shtar l'maisa, if he wrote him a shtar originally and he said, an ono is a shtar, and he said, when you escape, ein liyesib cha, it's good enough. So halach l'maisa, if he wrote that shtar originally, halach l'maisa, and then that would count, and he would say, when you escape from the guy, from the goy, you're free. And therefore, he will be free, Allah l'maisa. So to chaza this question is, the din is if you sell your evet kinani to a goy, he goes free. And we force you, we penalize you to pay, redeem him, even 10 times his worth. So we don't want him to be in a place where he's not going to be chayv mitzvahs. Now, do you need a shtar shikhar? If you do need a shtar shikhar, but if you already wrote a shtar when you sold him, you gave him a shtar and you said, when you escape, you'll be free. That serves as what? Serves as your shtar shikhar. And therefore the lashon of ein liyesibcha is good. Halach l'maisa. Okay, that's four. Five. What does Tosis say on this? Tosis, I forgot the word ma. Ma Tosis, omri mazeh, what do we add on? So Tosis says very beautifully. Tosis says that's only when he escapes from the goy. It doesn't mean when he escapes from you. Because it wouldn't be appropriate. Even though the Ritva has that girsa in the Gemara, the Ritva has the girsa kishativrach mimeni, but l'maisa, we said that's the pashup shot. That's not the girsa in the Gemara pashup shot. The Ritva has such a girsa. So what it means is that that's what Yosef said. How can you say shetivrach mimeni? The Brisa says shetivrach mimenu. So he says that the Adon's not writing the star, the Sofer's writing the star. So if the Sofer's writing the star, theoretically you can say it when you escape from the master. But it doesn't, the halacha is, it means you escape from the goy, not from the master. And the reason being as follows. Because halacha l'maisa, it would be bad for who? It would be bad for him if he wrote the shtar. Ralo. What does it mean it would be bad for him? Because as soon as he becomes a ben charim, he's chayv in mitzvahs, you couldn't put him in a goy's house. So what does it mean, ralo? What does ralo mean? So the Makna says, ono means, to Tosos, they're mezakeh the shtar. Someone else is mezakeh the shtar from midin zochim lanu shalom b'fonav. So it's ra for the Evid. If he's not making the mitzvahs in the house of a goy. If it's raf for him, it's not a schus. So it would not work halacha l'maisa, someone else accepting the shtar for him. So that's what the Machnas says it means. However, we had a different shot, that maybe it's bad for the master. Because if he's a ben chori miyad, you can't sell him. You wouldn't be able to sell him. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, you don't even need a lashon v'schayiv b'mitzvahs. So it comes out, the upshot of Tosfos, and what we added on is that when the Gemara says, when you escape, it means escape from the goy, not escape from me. It cannot be escape from me. Because halacha l'maisa, as soon as he what? As soon as he leaves, he's going to be a ben chayrin. And he's chayv in mitzvahs. So you can't put him in a goy's house. You can't sell him anymore. So when the word ra'lo appears in Tosfos, either means ra'lo to the evik 90, because he wants to do mitzvahs, and a goy's house is not going to do mitzvahs, or ra'lo is to who? To the master, that he won't be able to sell him halacha l'maisa, because he goes free. So there are two ways to interpret the word ra'lo, halacha l'maisa. But it means escaping from the goy. Yes, Yonah?
I was going to say, it doesn't have to be escaping from the goy, because once you sell them, then you can't free him. Just from a logic standpoint.
What you sell them, right.
You can't free him, so obviously...
Right, but it could also say that when you escape from me, you're going to automatically go free. Theoretically, you could say like that.
Once you're sold, it's like... Sold and
I understand. When you escape from me, Lamaisa, it doesn't necessarily mean that we sold him. Maybe when he escapes, Lamaisa. So he's just saying when he escaped from me, it's not true, Halach Lamaisa. He would go free. It has to be when you escape him from what? From the Goy, Halach Lamaisa is going to go free. Okay, that answers number what? Number four. That answers number five. Number six. What's the din of Makadosh B'Milva? Let's get it. You lend a woman money, you lend her $100, and then a month later you say, you don't have to give me the money, I want to marry you with it. The Gemara says Beferish Makadosh B'Milva is not good. Eina Mekudeshes. What's the reason? Because you're not giving her anything. Milva lo tsa nitna. You're not giving her a thing. You gave her the money a month ago as a loan. And then you want to marry her later? You're not marrying her with anything. That's six. Seven. Why does Abaye and Rav say, why does Abaye repeat what Rav said on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph? So he said like this. The Rav Zatzal said, Makadosh B'Milva is the cash, halacha l'maisa. Okay? As Rav said, Makadosh B'Milva, what's the din? What is Rashi saying in Makadosh B'Milva, Rav? Makadosh B'Milva is not a good kedusha, even if the money hasn't been spent yet. Because Milva lo tsa nitna, the money goes up in smoke. You don't have to give the same money back you borrow. So even if she hasn't spent the money at the end of the 30 days marriage, it's not good. Rashi says, Rav says that. That even if the money is be'en, what does be'en mean? It's tangible. It is not a good kedushin because milva lo tsa nitna. So what does Abai, who's a later Amora, bring to the table here in Vavim and Beis? So what do we say? The Rav said in Makadosh B'chov with the esoteric chov. That also is bad as well. There's an esoteric chov when you lend someone money. There's a lien, there's a loan, there's a debt. So maybe you can Makadosh with the debt. No, you can't. So Rav is referring to the actual cash. And even if the cash is still there, it's not good because Milva lo tsa nitna. Abai comes along and says, what about the esoteric chov? That also is bad. So that's why answer's number seven. That's what Abai brought to the table, who's a later generation of Amora. Rav stuck with the money. The money's bad, even if the money hasn't been spent. Abai says the esoteric chov as well. Okay, eight. What's the sheet of the Rav in the Makadosh B'Milva? Please get it. Hitaka says that if the money has not been spent, you can Makadosh her at day 30. Amazing. You'll enter the money. The Ramban and the Rosh will quote arrive it. Please get it, Daniel. That if the money hasn't been spent, it's good. Makadosh B'Milva. It's a collector's item. That's what the Ravid says, Beferish. Number eight. The Ravid says if the money hasn't been spent, you can Makadosh a woman with it. Not a problem. Okay? The Ramban and the... What'd you say? Yeah. All right. Makadosh B'Milva, if you want quickly, I'll say it over. Ma'adin Makadosh B'Milva, it's not a good kedusha. The reason why it's not a good kedusha is because Milva lo tsa nitna. Seven was that Rav says even if the money hasn't been spent, Makadosh B'Milva is not good because Milva lo tsa nitna. But Rabbi brought to the table chov. That answers seven. Eight. What does the Shitas arrive at? Shitas arrive at is the money hasn't been spent, it's good. And the Ramban and the Rashi argue on this. Amazing. They say, Beferish, if the money hasn't been spent, it's good. Okay, that's eight. Nine. What's the Shita Sarambam and Makadosh B'Milva? Let's get it. One approach is that the Rambam holds that if the money's still there, it's good. Like the Ravid. That's the Sharmel quotes the Marit. Rambam says, if you haven't spent the dinar, Mashmah, if she didn't spend it, the money's still there, it's going to be good, halacha l'maisa. Amazing. Okay? That's against Rav. But Lamaisa, what are you going to do? That's the Rambam's psak according to one approach. So it comes out according to that that the Rambam holds like the Ravid. However, the Shar HaMelech Liberate, they've quoted Beis Yosef and said, no way. Even if the money's still there, we treat as if she spent it, and therefore it's not a Dover Lahanas ball. The money is still there, it doesn't mean a thing. It was given to her as a loan, cannot be used as Kedusha. Halacha Lamaisa. And we said that the Taisus Ri Azaken said, when Hotzi Dinar, it means that the man spent the Dinar. When he lent it, the man was Motzi the Dinar, gave it to her when he lent it to her. That's how the Taisus Ri Azaken interpreted the Rambam. So it's very possible the Taisus Ri Azaken might go with the first approach. So it emerges two approaches in the Rambam. If the money's still there, and when he wants to Mekadosh her, she still has it, according to one approach, it's good Kedushin. That was the Ma'arit, the Shar HaMelech. Okay, even though it's against Rav, but there must be the Ma'aseh, are he passing like other Tanoim? However, the other approach is no. We view it as if she actually spent the money, even though she hasn't physically spent the money, and therefore never will be a good Kedushin. The Tosfos Azaken seems like the first shot. Hotzi Dinar wasn't referring to her spending the money, it's referring to him giving her the money. Mashmud, if she still has the money, would be good. So it could be the Rav might hold like the Rav. Unbelievable Kiddush. Okay, fine, that's nine. So please get it. If you take that approach, guys, Mekadosh Milah was only bad when once she spent the money already, right? She hasn't spent the money, then it would be good. Okay, that's 10. I'm sorry, that's 9. 10. What's the din of Mekadosh Milah Sheish Lo Biyad Acherim? What does that mean? It means as follows. Mekadosh Milah means you lent the woman money, and then a month later you want to, what, instead of paying me back, you want to Mekadosh with it. What happens if the chassan's owed money by another guy? A third party. And he wants the Mekadosher with that money. Instead of giving me the money, give it to the woman. Is that good? That's what it means, a milva biyad acherim. In other words, the chassan's owed money by another guy. Said, instead of paying me, pay the woman. Is that good? So the Gemara says, at least according to Tosfos, it's considered to be good on Mem Zayin and Beis. Why? Because you're giving her something new. The Kaddish B'milva straight up with him and her, you're not giving her anything. Milva lotzon nitna. But here now the woman is mekabel the shibud that the husband had now. So it's like she's mekabel al davar chadash. So therefore, it's going to be good halacha l'maisa. Okay? That's what Tosfos points out based on the Gemara. Gemara says, please don't confuse the cases. The Kaddish B'milva is him and her straight up. Milva b'yad acherim is he's owed money from someone else. And he says, I'm being mekadesh you with that. With that money that's owed to me. She's getting something. Therefore, it's good. That's 10. 11. What's the din of Mekadosh b'hanos milve? Hanos mechilas milve? And what's the din of Mekadosh b'etzim mechilas milve? Masvor. Let's get it. If you're Mekadosher with the hanav being mochel the loan, that is good. If you're Mekadosher with the hanav, her being mochel the loan, that is considered to be good. Halacha l'maisa. That's the Gemara says. If you're Mekadosher with the actual Lamaisa Mechilas HaMilva, not the Hana, then it's not a good Kedushin, Rashi says in Ksubis, because you're not giving her anything.
Mechilas what?
If you're Mekadosh with the Mechila of the Milva, just the cancellation alone, that's not good. You have to do it with the Hana's Mechilas Milva, which is how much it would cost for you to mochel the loan. Okay? So therefore, Tosus and Ksubis has a line where he says there's no reason to distinguish between the two cases. What do you mean there's no reason to distinguish? So he said from Shmuel Rozovsky, what it means is that they'll both be good. Why? Because when you're Mekadosh with the Mechilas Halva Yosef, the Kavan is the Mekadosh with the Hana of the Mechilas Milvin. So that's what the Re meant in Ksubis. That both cases are good because even if you're Mekadosh with the Mechilas Milva, you meant Hanas Mechila. If you meant Hanas Mechila, then that's good just as well. That's what we wanted to be Mechadesh, according to Tosfos and Ksubis, B'davai and Dalet Amar Aleph. Okay? That answers number what? 12. What was the Hava mean in the Gemara regarding the case of Mekadosh B'Hanas Milva, which is good? And what were the two kashas on it? What was the Hava mean? I lent her $4. I said, give me back how much?
$5.
That was the Havamina of the Gemara. Why it should be what? Why it should be good. And it's only usher to do because Aramis Rimis. Aramis Rimis. It's a side isser. So the Gemara says there's a problem with that. If it's 4 or 5, that's not Aramis Rimis, that's Rimis to your Isa. That's number one. First kasha. Number two is, what's the difference in that and Mekadosh B'milva? You're being Mekadosh for the $5 bill. Again, Avi, the Gemara says Mekadosh B'milva, you got to look and see. I want you guys to chazer. What does the Gemara say? Mekadosh B'milva ain't a Mekadoshes. Mekadosh B'anos B'milva is good, but it's also Lasos King because of Aramis Ribbis. It's a side issue, right? So the Gemara says, what's Anos B'milva? Elaim of 4 and 5. I lent her $4. She has to give me 5 back. The Gemara says, that's Ribbis D'Raisa. That's not Aramis Ribbis. And number two, that's Mekadosh B'milva, which we said wasn't good. You're Mekadosh with the $5 bill that she doesn't have to give me. That's Mamish Mekadosh B'milva, which is not good. And we're trying to come up with a case where it's good. That's number what? That's number 12. Okay.
What was the second question?
Second question is, it's Mekadosh B'milva. We're looking for the case of Mekadosh B'hanos B'milva, not Mekadosh B'milva, right? So it's 4 for 5, that's Mekadosh B'milva. Okay, that's 12. So the first kasha was on it's Ribbis Bal Yosa, it's Ribbis Dirais. The second kasha is it's called what? Second kasha is not called Anos Milva. That gives me exactly a Mekadosh B'milva. That's 12. 13. What's the machlokes Rishonim? The Mekadosh Ribbis Tzutzim. Let's get it. When the Gemara jumps on this and says, it's Ribbis Diraisa, what is the Gemara asking from? On the Lashon or on the Din? So we said it's asking on the Lashon, according to Rashi and according to the Ritva. Meaning, it doesn't fit the Lashon. Mekadosh B'anos B'milva is good, Mekadosh B'milva is bad, yes? So the Gemara is asking on the Lashon. What does that imply if it's only asking on the Lashon and not the Din? Let's say Mekadosh with Ribbis Tzutzah straight up. You lend a woman $5 on interest, you should pay her $50. And then your Mekadosh with that Ribbis Tzutzah, is that good or not? So we said it's a major machloikis. The Ritva is saying it is good. If you're Mekadosh, a woman with Ribbis Tzutzah, it is a Mekudeshes. The Ritva says it beferish. That it's considered to be a good Kiddushin, Al Pi Din. Amazing. And the Rabbeinu Yerucham, quoted by the Atzus Shoth B'Shmuel, argue. And they say Mekadosh, Ribbis Tzutzah, it is what? Yotze B'dayonim? It's a nothing. It is not a good Kiddushin. You could take a guy to a Din Torah with Ribbis Tzutzah. You took ribbis from a guy can take you to Din Torah for the money back. Machloikis, Ritva, Rabbeinu Yerucham, can you Mekadosh a woman with ribbis tzutzah? Straight up. Okay? Now, how do we maz with this machloikis? Please get it. What is the Isser ribbis? Is the Isser ribbis Beinan Lamakom, or is it Beinan Lachavera? If it is Beinan Lamakom, then there is a chov there. I lent you money on interest. I did a terrible thing. But the bottom line is you have a chov to pay me the interest. It's usher to do, but conceptually, there is a chov there. So if you're Mekadosher with it, it's good. That's what the Ritva holds. It's Beinam L'makom. The Rabbeinu Yerucham holds it's Beinam L'chaveiro. It's usher to do, and therefore there is no chov that even emerges. And therefore there's nothing there for you to Mekadosher with. Okay? Because you lent her $100 with the interest being 150, you want to Mekadosh with that extra 50. There's no chov there. That's according to Ben Yeruchim, because Ben Am Chavera. But according to Ritva, it's Ben Am Lamakom, there is a chov. And there is something there for you, Mekadosh. Even though you're doing a terrible thing, with lending, charging an interest, I don't care. It's still good for a chov for Kiddushin and Michal. So if you say the Kasha the Gemara is on the Lashon, that implies that Din is good. It's good. But if you say the kash is not just on the what, Lashem, but it's on the Din, then obviously what, it's not a good Kiddushin either. Okay, fine. And that's what the Gemara meant when it asked its kasha. Because Mekadosh B'anos B'milva is good. So are we asking just on the Lashem, or are we asking on the Din? Okay, that answers number what?
13.
14. What are the two svaras why Ribbis, why this is not called Ribbis Ktsutsa, according to Rashi? Okay, what was the Maskanas of Gemara? Why is it called Anos Milva? It's good. What's the case? You elongated the Zman of the loan. Arvach la Zimna. Lo, Sricha da Arvach la Zimna. That's the case. It's usher to do it based on Ravos Ribbis. Side Isser. But the Kedushin is good. You lent her money for 30 days, $100. You give her an extra 2 weeks. That amount of elongation of 2 weeks, Halach la Maisa, you're Mekadosh with. And that's worth money. Go to extra 2 weeks. So at that worth of the extra 2 weeks, you're Mekadosh with it. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. So number 14, what are two svaras Rashi says why that's not called Ribbis Ktsutsa? Number one, Number one, he says, please let's get it. Number one, you did not fix the loan with interest from the very beginning of the loan. You need ketzitza from the very beginning of the loan. If you don't have ketzitza from the very beginning of the loan, it is not considered to be ribbis deraisa. Yes, ribbis ketzitza means, avi, ribbis deraisa is ribbis ketzitza. You must fix the loan interest charge at the very outset of the loan. This was not. This is later, right? This is done later. Rashi holds like the Rebbeim of the Rambam, that has to be the beginning of the loan. If you extend the loan, it is not an issur. Rabosuf Shorama, Perik Vavalach HaGimel Chuzmav V'Loive, say it must be the beginning of the loan. And that's exactly what he holds. Rashi holds like the Rebbeim of the Rambam. And number two reason, please get it, is that what? He took nothing from her. If you want to be over interest, you have to take something from the person. I lent $100, I got $150 back. What did the chassan take from her? He didn't take anything from her. He didn't get anything. So if he didn't get anything, Lamaisa, there's a two sfaris, guys, why it's not called ribbis. First one is he wasn't cuts in the beginning of the loan. Cuts, he didn't fix it. You have to fix it from the very Rashi holds like the Rabos of Shel Rambam. Pnei Yoshua says like that. The Vilna Gaon says like that. Lamaisa, the Vilna Gaon says in your day, and Hilchos Ribbis. Simikuf Samachsov Sivkon Zayin, the Rambam holds like Rabos of Shel Rambam. Okay?
Sounds like
Pshat. What'd you say?
Sounds like
Pshat. That it wasn't fixed loan. Right. Barash is being mazdu why it's only Haramis Ribbis. Why it's not Ribbis Diraisa. It's Haramis Ribbis because number one, he didn't fix it from the very outset. Number two, he didn't get anything. Okay? Those are the two Svaras Rashi says. What'd you say, Yona? You got it? Okay. That's number 14. 15. What do you mean he didn't get anything? He got a woman. He got a wife. Why is Kiddush Yishin not considered Kabbalah Stover? Why doesn't that make it Ribbis? So we had basically two svaras for that, I want you to know. Number one is that he has responsibilities to her. He has to feed her, he's Meshubah to her, he's kind of like Konan Adon Latzma, that's what the Ritva says. He has to give her Shir Ksusvahona, so the fact that he's got to give her something, that offsets the fact that he's getting something. So we don't call that Nesinus Ribbis. That's one Svarah, we said. The other Svarah, we said, is from the Rashba and Rebbe Chanan, and that is that it's a Kinyan Isser. Marriage is a Kinyan Isser, it's not Hanas Mamon. It's a conceptual, esoteric, intangible thing, and therefore that does not constitute Ribbis. So those are the two Svarahs why we said it's not considered to be Ribbis, the fact that he got the woman when he married her. Either because he's Konan Adon for himself, which means he's Meshubah to her, the Stipe was Mazba the Ritva, or it means, Al-Pi Alokhe, that he has what? That it's a Kinyan Isser, and therefore what? That's not tangible, and that's not something to be Chayav Ribbis for. That's 15. Let's go, 16. How did Rabbeinu Tam Asber the case of Aramis Ribbis in the Gemara? Okay? How did the Rabbeinu Tam Asber the case of Aramis Ribbis in the Gemara? Amazing. According to Rashi, we said Poshup Shah. What was Rashi? What was Rashi? Straight up. He lent the girl $100. At the end of 3 days, he says, I'll give you an extra 2 weeks. The worth of that 2 weeks, he wants to marry her with. That's Arvach Lazimna, according to Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says, I disagree with you, I'm sorry. Rabbeinu Tam says, it cannot mean that. It means something else, because Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion, he doesn't like Rashi's pshat, because he thinks it is Ribbis. Why does he think it's Ribbis? You guys tell me. Why does he think Rashi's case is Ribbis? Because he says extending the time is like cuts from the very beginning. That's number one. Extending the time is like being cuts. That's considered to be enough. That's what you have to say. Number one. Even when you extend it, it's considered to be ketzitza. And number two is you are getting something. He doesn't buy these svaras that Kinyan Isser is not tangible enough. Or the fact is he's got a supporter. The bottom line is he got a woman. And therefore that's enough to constitute Ribbis. So therefore, because of that, Rabbeinu Tam says, I don't like your pshat, Rashi. So what is Rabbeinu Tam's pshat? Okay, I want you to get that at 16. I only wrote, how is Rabbeinu Tam Asber the case? I want you to know why he doesn't like Rashi's pshat. He doesn't like Rashi's pshat because he says that's cuts. Extending the loan is considered to be cuts. That's what he holds. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay? Rashi holds like the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi holds like the Rambam, Bshim Rabosa of l'maaseh. And we're saying that extending the time is considered to be what? Is considered to be a problem. Ribbis d'oraisa. according to Tysus. And number two, what are we saying? That getting the woman is considered something. So because of those two kashas, Rabbeinu Tam argues. Let's get it. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Ingenious case. The case is as follows. She's owes money to another man. The time comes that she's got to pay. He swoops in, Prince Charming, right, better known as Hassan, and he's a Prince Charming because he what? He gives her another 2 weeks. Because he gives the Malva, her lender, gives him a few bucks, and says, you know what, give her another 2 weeks. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says is the case in the Gemara. Okay? And the reason why this is not Ribbis D'Rais is because why? Ribbis D'Rais has to be directly between who? The Malva and who? The Lova. Not a third party. If it's a third party, it becomes only the Rabbanan. Keep in mind, the Gemara said, Asa lasos kim ne'aramas ribbis. The case is that she owes another man money. He comes swooping in like Prince Charming and gives the guy, the lender, a few bucks and says, give her a few extra weeks. Why is that not ribbis D'Raisa? Because the ribbis D'Raisa between the Malva and the Loiva. This is a third party swooping in. And therefore it's called Haramis Ribbis. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat is in the Gemara. You got it? Okay? Arvach Lazimna. If I ask you, what's Rashi's pshat? If I ask you, right? I would asterisk it. If I ask you the Rashi, I'm going to asterisk everything. Lamais. Okay? Here we go. That's 16, 17. Why is Usr in our Gemara and Mutter and Bav Metzia? Why is it Usr in our Gemara? Because it looks what? It looks bad. It looks like she what? Contracted Prince Charming. To what? To give the money to her lender. Nira Kishlucho. It looks a little shaky. Okay? Looks a little bit shaky. Why in the Gemara Bav Metzia is it Mutter? Because the Gemara Bav Metzia, there are four people. I give $4 to Yosef to tell Tzvi to lend money to Ben. Now, do you think that Ben asked me to do it? Not when there are two guys in the middle. If there are two guys in the middle, that's too far removed. That's where it's mutter. In our Gemara, there are only three people. Therefore, it looks bad. Please get that. That's why our Gemara is a rabbis ribbis, whereas the Gemara above Metzia, the way Tosa reinterpolates it, there are four people. If there are two people in the middle, that's not called a rabbis ribbis. Too far removed to say it looks like the Maishliyah. Ella, you got me? Clore? Okay, good. That's number what? 17, 18. What did Tysus ask and answer in the end of the Tysus? Didamaska Arvach Lazimna. Tysus asked, he said, what do you got to give this case for that the guy Prince Charming swoops in to elongate the loan? What do you got to swoop in for? A third party. Why can't you just say, in the beginning of the loan, let's say, what's Stama of all the Gemara in the beginning of Makkos? How many days? 30 days. Let's say you say to her, you know what? I'll tell you like this. I'm going to lend you $100 for 40 days. I'll give you 10 extra days. Yes? But I want to Makkadish you with those 10 extra days. Cost money, those 10 extra days. Cost money, Lamaisa. Let's get rid of the smartphones, Lamaisa. Come on, Adam, get rid of it. We don't need it. Send it away. Send it away till after the tire. Okay? So what do we got, Lamaisa? What do we got? The Chacham phone. Okay, just get it. Focus on what we're doing now. We got it. We're number 18. Proud of you. Let's go, Adam. Let's go. Adams comes on time, the Seder. Comes on time this year. Okay, let's go. What does Tosas ask and answer in the end of the Tosas? He says, what do you got to go with this crazy case? Prince Charming swoops in and says, you know what? Give her another week. The guy that lent him the money. Forget about that. Why can't you just talk about a case where what? That he could just say, I'm going to kaddish you with the loan. Stay up. You don't even need a third party. I'm going to give you a 40-day loan. Usually it's 30 days. But the extra 10 days, I want to kaddish with the hana of the extra 10 days. Say like that. That was Tysus kasha. Why does he have to say, Baharbal Chazimna? You could have said, Baharna Smilva from the very outset. Okay? And it could very well be that you're telling the guy, right? It could very well be you're telling the guy, Halacha Lamaisa, that it's a great kasha, Lamaisa. It's a great kasha. See, according to Rashi, it's not a kasha because why? We're Arvach Lazim, there's no Isaribis, right? But you see, according to what? You see, according to Taisvis, Halacha Lamaisa, you could what? It's a great kasha, Lamaisa. So that's what the Taisvis is asking. Why didn't we? We're asking in corner bit of time. You could establish it like that, and therefore, in such a case, halacha lemaisa would be what? It would be halacha lemaisa. Such a good case. You don't have to talk about arvach lazimne. Could talk about haha noas mechila from the very outset. You could keep it with three parties too. You know, the chassan says, "Oh, I know you're lending this woman money. Give her an extra 10 days." You have to keep it within the three people. See, well, you have to keep it within the three people. Why do you have to keep it within three people? Because again, malva v'loiva is a ribbis d'iraisa. There's three people. There's no ribbis d'iraisa. So just say, "What I want the loan extended for 10 days for her." What's the answer? Why can't you say that? Because what's the lashon anas milva mean? That there already was a pre-existing loan. That the lashon of Gemara doesn't fit in well. That you would be doing it at the outset of the loan. Smash it was a loan already pre-existed, and you swoop in and give her extra time. The way Tosu is asking is do it from the very outset. That doesn't fit in the lashon of Gemara. Gemara's mashma already was a pre-existing loan, and you're finagling with that pre-existing loan in a chanami. But according to what? Theoretically, you could have what? You could have said this. Theoretically, you could have what? You could have said this. Halacha lemaisa. Okay? So we see beferish that, halacha lemaisa, that's why Tosfos didn't give this case. So we said the upshot, we always stressed that if I ask you, according to Benatam, why is there no ribbis d'iraisa in this case? Because there's a three parties involved. That's the ikker kernel of Tosfos. The ikker kernel of Rashi, why is there no ribbis sutsa d'iraisa? Because why? You didn't set it from the very beginning, the interest, and number two, you didn't give her anything. According to Benatam, he says, even if you set it later, it's what? It's ribbis, right? And he says, you did get something. You're a Makadosh, you got the woman. So Tosu's got to stand on his head and come with a new Mahalach. That it's, there's three parties involved. And that's how you skirt the problem of ribbis. Okay? That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. You put a third party involved, then you skirt the problem of ribbis. And the reason why there's a Ramas ribbis is because there's three guys. If there's four guys, two guys in the middle is too far removed. Won't be a Ramas ribbis at all. Okay, that answers number what? 18, 19. What's the case of a Ramas ribbis that Tosu's quotes from Bab Metzia? Remember that was the case? That Ben drew on the board very beautifully. A lot of people drew on the board. Right? Yosef drew on the board beautifully also. Right? So the case is like this. Case is, I need $100. So I say, Yosef, please give me $100. He says, Rebbe, I don't have it. I'll tell you what, Rebbe, I do have $100 a week. So he gives me $100 a week. Fine. But I really need cash. Then I hear Yosef got $96 from the bank or something. Someone gave him matana. He gave him Hanukkah geld. He got $96 Hanukkah geld. So I come to Yosef the next day. I said, Yosef, I need the $96. So fine. He gives me $96. I give him the complete wheat back. So halacha lemaisa, what he's got now, he's got his wheat back, and he's got what? He's got his wheat back. Yeah? Halacha lemaisa, you got your wheat back, and you also what? You also are down $96 because you gave me $96. So at the end of the day, basically, I'm going to pay you back. So at the end of the day, it looks bad because it comes out you have $100 a week plus four extra dollars. So it turns out it looks like ribbis because they're viewed as two different transactions. I'll be din. But if you don't view it as two transactions, it looks bad. Looks like basically you charged me $104 for $100. So that's the case of what? That's the case of our Ramas ribbis.
So then we should look at it as two transactions.
We look at it. We're afraid that a guy's not going to look at it as two transactions. Well, the reason why you look at it as two transactions, that's why it's not ribbis b'na Torah. Because Mikra didn't view it as two transactions, but since it looks bad, we view it Lamais as ribbis to the Rabbanan. Haramis ribbis.
It doesn't look bad because the wheat has a value that goes down.
Yeah, but it still looks bad that we view it in that same portrait.
Why is it
ribbis? Considered to be ribbis from the Rabbanan. Haramis ribbis.
Wait, why would it be ribbis? If you charge $104 for
if I lend $100 and I get $104 back, that's ribbis.
I still think it looks like you sold the wheat for.
So we said again, remember, you view it as all one transaction. That's what it looks like. Looks like I lend $100, I got $104 back.
I thought it was like you're selling
the wheat. Yeah, but that's what we said. It looks like. Looks like haramis ribbis. Looks like you get $104 back. Okay. So you view it as all one transaction, and that's considered to be ribbis midrash
bana. So you have to look at it as two transactions, and then it's not going to be interest.
No. Again, we said if you view it as two transactions, which we do on a level de rice, it's not ribbis. But since a person could look at it as one transaction, it's called haramis ribbis midrabanan. Okay, avak ribbis is what? Where it comes from mechira. Avak ribbis when it comes from mechira. This is called haramis ribbis. You're pulling a shtick. Okay, and at the end of the day, you get $104. Okay, that answers number what? Number 19. 20. Eich Hilchos Ribis Nimsa B'Shulchan Aruch U'mazeh Mara? Where is Hilchos Ribis found in Shulchan Aruch geographically? How is Hilchos Ribis found in Shulchan Aruch? Where is it found? It's found in your day. Not in Choshen Mish, but surprisingly so. What does that indicate? That indicates that it's an Isser. Taras Mishpacha, Hilchos Nida, Hilchos Kashas, Hilchos Avelis. It's all in your day, which are Dinim Ben Adam Le Makom. So this would fit very well in with the Isser Ribis being a concept Ben Adam Le Makom. And that's why it's taka found in Hilchos what? Hilchos Yordaya, which goes well with the Shita that if you're Mekadosh a woman, the Ribis Ketsutsa, we said the Ritva, that it's a good Kedushin. Because it's a Ben Adam L'Makom issue, which doesn't affect the what? There is a real Chov, and there is something there to Mekadosh the woman with. Okay, that answers 20. Number 21. What's the Din of Matan Amanas L'Achzer? Bain for Kedushin, Bain for Mecher, Bain for Pidna Ben, Bain for Truma. Let's get it. The Gemara's Maskan is, at the very end, according to Ravashi, that Matan Amanas L'Achzer is good by all those areas. All those areas it's good except for Kedushin. Labar mi Kedushin. Because a woman cannot be acquired with Chalipin. And a Matan Amanas L'Achzer looks very much like Chalipin. And we know on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph we learned that you cannot Mekadosh a woman with Chalipin. Because you can use a Kli less than a Shavapruta. And therefore it scratches the whole category. So again, for Truma, for a sale, for Pidna Ben, it's all good. For Kedushin, it's bad. Because by Kedushin, Levaisa, Matan Amanas L'Achzer looks too much like Chalipin. Chalipin was bad for Kedushin, so too Matan Amanas L'Achzer is. I'll be din. Okay, then answer 21. 22. How did Tosis learn why this is not a Kedushin? Please get it. So Tosis says an amazing thing. Tosis says that the truth of the matter is that when it comes to Chalipin, I give a handkerchief to Yosef to buy his mansion. Does Yosef have to give me back the handkerchief? No, I'll be din. So it does not look like a Matan Amanas L'Achzer. Matan Amanas L'Achzer is a swap. I give you the money, you give me the money back. I give you a handkerchief, you give it back to me. That's Matan Amanas L'Achzer. Chalipin, Mikar Adin, if Yosef wants to keep my handkerchief, he can. So in what sense... Tosfos says, don't give me this business that Matan Amanas L'Achzer is like Chalipin. It's really not like Chalipin. So Tosfos says, you're right. It's really not like Chalipin. But L'maisa, we have a principle called Afkinin L'Rabbanan Kedushin Minei. Because more often or not, Yosef will return the handkerchief to me. Even though he does not have to. But he will return it to me. So therefore, it looks like a what? It looks like a Matan Amanas L'Achzer. So if Chalipin is bad, and the normal practice by Chalipin is that he swaps it, he gives it back to me, so Matan Amanas L'Achzer has to be bad based on a rabbinic mechanism. Unbelievable, guys. Minat Torah Tosfos says Matan Amanas L'Achzer is good, but the Rabbanan blew it up based on Afkinin L'Rabbanan Kedushin Minei, which means when a man's Mekadosh a woman, you say, Harav Kedushin Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, the Rabbanan have the power invested in them to blow up a Kedushin. And this is one of the few dinim in Shas. We said Afkinu is mentioned 6 times in all Shas, 5 cases. And their scattered Rishonim will utilize this principle to explain pre-existing dinim. Like Rashi and Gittin said what? Eid mi p'eid is good for what? Eid usisha. What is Eid mi p'eid? Hearsay. Hearsay is good to say that a husband's dead. Based on what principle? Afkinu. We blow up their marriage like they were never married. Amazing. So that's Mazur pre-existing din. Tosfos does the same thing here. A Matan Amanas L'Achzer is not good by Kedushin. Because why? Because it looks too similar to Chalipin. It is not Chalipin. Because Chalipin, Yosef can keep my handkerchief. Matan Amanas, it comes back to me. So they're not the same. But normal practice is by Chalipin as he returns it to me. So it looks too similar. And we know that Chalipin's bad. So they blew up Matan Amanas L'Achzer. So Tosfos imports Afkinu to be Masber this din. Amazing, guys. Very rarely is it used. Very rarely is it used. Remember, we brought up the Rashba says you can only use it in cases in the Gemara. The Rishonim sometimes use it to be mazber other dinim, like here and where else? We said Arba Amos and Gittin, remember? If a guy throws a get within an Arba Amos, it's good, based on Afkinu. Okay? So once in a while, the Rishonim used it to be mazber pre-existing dinim. But the Rashba was asked, oh, there was a certain community that didn't say Sheva Brachas at weddings. I don't know, Meshuggah and Minig. They didn't say Sheva Brachas. So they asked him, can we say Afkinu? He said, no, we don't want to say Afkinu on that. Because we limit Afkinu, the word said in the Gemara. Okay? It's a tremendous, tremendous svara that Taisus says there, Afkinu l'Rabban and Kiddushu Mine. It's amazing. Now, please get this on this question. Do you need a get when you say Afkinu? Yes or no? Do you need a get when we say Afkinu? We had a big machloikis on this. Please get it. The Shulta Giburim says you need a get. And the Beis Shmuel quoted by the Korban Asanel says you don't need a get. Please get it. Whenever you invoke Afkinu Ramon Kedushin, must the trigger be of a get given? Or does it happen automatically? Shulta Giburim says that you need a get. Oh, style it here. And the Beis Shmuel quotes the Korban Asanel, quotes the Beis Shmuel, says you do not need a get. So according to Tosis, would you need a get? It's totally on this machlokes, okay? When you invoke Afkinu. Okay, that answers number what? Number 22. Let's go, 23. What does the kavana of asul asoskim the nearest shekona maseh beis agronos mean? What does that mean? We said a matana manas lachso is good by truma or not. Yes or no? What do we say? Yeah, it's good by everything except by kedushin. But it's still usher to do it. Why is it usher to do it? Because you look bad. It looks like a coin that's helping out the Yisrael in the granary. In the threshing floor, which is usher to do. Because if a Kohen does that, he's trying to, you know, he's trying to get in good with the Yisrael, so the Yisrael will choose him to be his Kohen to give his truma. And therefore, basically, by giving him your truma, you're paying him a salary for helping you. And why do we give Kohanim truma? Because of their avoda where? In the Beis HaMikdash. Not because they did a salary. Not because they worked for us. The Ritv and the Miri say. And this is a shtick here. Because what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do? No, you're going to give him the truma. I'm yotze my mitzvah when I give him the truma if I'm Yisrael. He gives it back to me, and then I sell it to other kohanim for cash. So he's helping me out to make a business. So obviously, what is he? He's basically what? Buying up then in the future. Which kohen am I going to choose to give trumas and mitzvahs to? To who? To him. That's usher also as well. He's buying up that right, which is usher. And I'm rewarding him a salary for him helping me. That is usher. And the Rambam says the isser's on who? Who's the isser on? Both the Kohen and the Yisrael. Rambam writes in the Chashtrumas Pirik Yudbez Alach Yirches. The Tosfos Rid says an isser in the Rabbanon. But the Rambam writes it's usher on both. You might agree it's an isser in the Rabbanon, but it's usher to do. Again, it's a side isser. That's a very, goes well, I don't know if we pointed it out in Shir, but it goes well from a Kaddish Bond Nas Milva. There's a side isser of Aramis Ribis. There's a side isser playing shtick with the Truma. But it's still good, I'm Yotzik. Matanam and I'm still Yotzik of the Truma. I'm Yotzik in the Sina. Avi, you got me?
Yeah.
It's a side isser. The side isser does not affect the transaction. That's what it means, Kohen HaMesayeya. He's playing games here. Okay. Fine. And you have to give Truma to a coin that he should have Hana. Should be purely Hana, not for payment of a salary. For work that he's done already. That answers number 23. That's what the kavan of Asal Asoskim and Shinir Kikon HaMaseyev is Agronos. You're a faker. You're playing games. 24, let's go. The men nechku rishonim al agdor al matanam al asla haksar. Ah. What's the machloikas rishonim? Guys, get this. What is the machloikas rishonim on the definition of matanam al asla haksar? Let's go. Says the Rosh in Sukkah in the Ritva by us, that a matana manalas lahakser yona is a complete matana with a side condition that you got to return it. But it is a complete matana. It's fully the recipient's mamish. He has a side condition to return it, but lamais, it's a full matana. Unlike a kinyan lesman. A kinyan lesman is like a borrower. A matana manalas lahakser is no strings attached. It's fully yours with a side condition to return it. But a kinyan lesman's fee, says the Rosh and the Ritva, that's mamish like a borrower.
Kinyan lesman?
Kinyan lesman is like a borrower. not like Matana Mas Lasser. You guys got to get this. Matana Lasser is a full Matana with no strings attached, just a side kiddush, you got to return it. But a Kinyan Lizman is a borrower. That's the Shitas of the Rush and the Ritva. However, the Ksos HaChoshim quotes Simin Reish Mem Al Sifkon Dalin and Avne Miluyim Simin Chav Chesifkon Negimus Cholik on the Rush and says, no, that a Kinyan Lizman is Lachem. It is fully yours. You are not a borrower. And this is the sheet of Rabbi Avigdor Cohen Tzedek. Please get it. Rabbi Avigdor Cohen Tzedek says the Matana Lizman is mamish yours. You're not a borrower. You are not a borrower. Therefore, Avi, according to this new sheet of Rabbi Avigdor Tzedek, what is the difference between a Matana Mas Lachser and a Kinyan Lizman? What is the difference? Do you know what the difference is? Halach l'maisa? What is the difference? What is the difference we're asking? L'maisa, this question can only be asked according to who? According to Bnei Yeshaya. Because a matana maslas is a matana l'zman. What's the din? Are you chayv and onsen or not? Are you chayv and onsen or not? Halach l'maisa. Are you chayv and onsen? According to the second sheet of Ben, basically, a Kinyan Matana Amras Lachser is like a Kinyan Lizman. It's fully yours, both of them, but there's one slight difference. By a Kinyan Lizman, you're Chayiv and Onsen. By a Matana Amras Lachser, you're not Chayiv if any accident took place. But according to the first Shita, you can't get that question out of your mouth, right? Because according to the first Shita, a Matana Amras Lachser is fully yours, whereas the Matana Lizman is a borrower. You follow what I'm saying? You guys got to get that. Asterisk that. Why don't you get it clear? Want me to say it over again? The first sheet of the Russian Ritva say, a Matana Mas is fully yours with a side requirement to return it. But it's fully yours. A Kinyan Lizman, you're like a borrower. That's the first sheet. That's the Russian Ritva. Second sheet, Rabbi Avigdor Tzedek says, no. He says, a Matana Lizman is exactly yours. Just like a Matana Mas Lachser. So what's the difference between the two? There's a slight difference that a Matana Lizman, L'maisa, even though it's fully yours, you still are Chayv and Onsen. That's the sheet of Rabbi Avigdor Tzedek.
But the Rosh Hashanah, even though it's completely yours, you're Chayv and Onsen?
Yes, that's correct. Whereas, what's that going to have? Whereas according to the Russian Rif, you couldn't ask that question, right? Because the Matana Mas Lachser is fully yours, a Kinyan Lizman is not fully yours. You follow me? So obviously you're Chayv. Okay? Now, L'maisa, one other nafkamina. Can you, as the recipient, give it back to the original giver on condition you get it back? It was given to you on Matana Mas Lachser. Now, when you give it back, you want to what? You want to get it back. What do you say? According to the Rosh, it works because it was fully yours. You're fulfilling your condition, the side requirement to return it. I returned it. Who cares if I get it back? I did return it. But if you hold it's a Kinyan Lizman, what does a Kinyan Lizman mean? That I can only have it temporarily. And therefore, if I give it back on condition he returns it to me, that will not be a fulfillment of a Chazara. Please get that other nafkamina. That's what the Machna points out, that other nafkamina as well. So he basically had two nafkaminas. The first nafkamina is a nafkamina lumdus. Could you ask the Kasha? What's the difference between a Matana Mas Lachser and a Kinyan Lizman? Right? See, according to the Rush, you never would ask that question. Obviously, they're different. Not according to the what Rabbi Avigdor Tzedek. That's why he had to ask the question. Second half communion is, if he returns an almanasa, that he should get it back. Okay. That answers number what? 24. So you got it? You had a kasha before. You got it?
What did the Rush say?
The Rush and the Ritva are the first approach. That a Matana Mas Lachser is fully yours, with no strings attached. It's just a side requirement to return it. But it's fully yours. Whereas a Kinyan Lizman is not fully yours. Kinyan Lizman is not fully yours. Okay? It's like a shoal. You're a borrower. It's not called Lachem. Okay. We got it? That answers number what? See, that's why that second nafkamina is very important, because first nafkamina is just a nafkamina in Lomdus. Second nafkamina, Ella, you got me? That second nafkamina is very important because it's a nafkamina ledina. That first nafkamina is just a nafkamina in Lomdus where you can ask the kasha. Okay. That answers number 24. 25, let's go. What's the machloikis? The gabi pinna ben ayde shliach. What was the mahalach we said regarding tonight regarding this? Please get it. The Gemara said a matana maslach is good for pinna ben. Correct? It's good for all areas except what? Kedushin. Yes. Yeah. It's good for pinna ben. So there's a machlokis in the Shulchan Aruch between the Rama against the Shach and Taz. What's the din? The Rama quotes Rivash, are you allowed to be poti your son, Pidna Ben, from the Kohen with through a Shliach or not? Yes or no? So the Rama quotes the Rivash, no, you're not allowed to. Shin Hei Sifyut in your day.
What's the case against?
Can you be poti your son through a Shliach? In other words, instead of you giving the money to the Kohen, you do a Shliach does it for
so
you.
The Rama or the Rama?
The Rama, Reish Mem Alf. Rama and Shulchan Aruch, the Rama. Rama is one of the Rishon, Ramir Alevi. Rama, we know, is Mechab Rama. So the Rama possibly the Rivash, you cannot. So the Shach says, why is that different than Kol Torah Kulo, Shluch Shalom Kamoso? And he quotes many poskim that argue on this, very strongly, on the Roman, they say you can do it. What's the difficulty? What's the difficulty? The difficulty on the Rivash is like this. The Gemara says in Ksubis and Ayin Dalam and Alf, if something cannot be done with Shlichus, then you cannot make a what? A Tanai. If you can't appoint a shliach in a certain category, then you cannot make a tanai. As Reb Chaim said, that you have to have governing rights over the what? Over the category. Are you bailim on the category? If you're bailim on the category, then you can appoint a shliach and make a tanai. If you can't make a shliach avi, then you cannot what? You can't make a shliach, then you can't make a what? Can't make a tanai. Allah lemaisa. Why is that against our Gemara? What did our Gemara say? Matana amanas lachser is good if you make it tonight. That's a tonight. Matana amanas lachser. That's a tonight. So how could the Rivash say you can't do a shliach, but when a tonight is good? You're the kasha? That's the kasha. That's the mahalach we had. How can the Ramah possibly like Rivash you can't do a shliach when our Gemara says you can make it tonight? And shliach and tonight go together. It's mamish against the Gemara. That's the kasha we asked. So the answer is as follows. Okay? Rabbi Kivager, Shlomo, Rabbi Shimon says, Shlomo Eger, Davne Melun, Dav Flo, they all say the following. The following answer is that even the Rivash agrees you can give the money through a shlich to the Kohen. The notion of the pigeon is the Amira, the statement to the Kohen that this money should be what? The statement to the Kohen that the money should be for a pigeon, that can't be done through a shlich. That's all the Rivash meant. All the Rivash meant is the statement can't be done through a shliach. Okay? The statement can't be done through a shliach. The money given over can be done through the shliach, halacha lemaisa. Okay? That's what we wanted to tighten it. Could be the Amira, the Afla says, also works at Tanai. You don't need mishpat etam, it's just asi dibur and vatal dibur. So please get that answer. Yes. According to Ramon, the name of the Rivash, can you pour your bed through a shliach? No. Anything you can't do with a shliach, you can't do with a Tanai. So what's the kasha? The Gemara says you can do it tonight, my opinion, Ben. Matana amanas la'achser. The answer is even the Rivash allows you to what? Give the money through a shliach. He just says the Amira can't be done through a shliach. The Amira cannot be done through a shliach. That's all he meant. And we said beferish that Amira could be done with the tonight too, the Afla says. You don't need mishpate tonight. So lak, stock, and barrel, alach l'maisa. The Amira can't be done through a shliach. But we said the Amira could be done with what? With the tonight. That's what he wanted to tighten it. Because you don't need mishpatet anoyim. So that's how we chiseled it down, halacha lemais. Now, we point out a pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar, you remember? Moshe Rabbeinu was poda all the firstborn. Isn't that a raya brua like the Shach and Taz, you can be poda ben ayin shliach? The Vilna Gaon and the Malbim quoted the pasuk. Remember I said that, I told Rabbi Sobolowski, the Vilna Gaon and the Malbim said, he didn't believe me, the Vilna Gaon said it. I showed him the Vilna Gaon says it too. The Vilna Gaon and the Malbim both say it. So how do you get out of it if you're the one, if you're the Ramah? How do you get out of it? So what do we say? The Chasam Sofer. Everyone agrees that if you're using your own money and you just have it transported through the shliach, that's called Hagas Mamon. Hagas Mamon, arriving in the Mamon, is good Ayinish Shliach. That's not Shlichus. Because I'm using what? I'm using my own money. The Machlokas as to whether Shliach can do it is whether the Shliach uses his own money. That's the Machlokas the Ramah against the Shach. The shliach uses his own money for you. But if he's just a delivery man and he's delivering your money, for sure it's good. You got me? Clear? Okay, good. That's how we got out of that halacha lemaisa. Okay, that answers number 25. 26. Let's go, guys. How does the Rambam Masber Matana Maslachzer by Kiddushin? Why is it not good according to the Rambam? According to Tosos, why is it not good? You guys tell me, you already know. Why is Matana Maslachzer not good for Kiddushin? According to Tosos. Because of what principle? Afkinu Rabbana Kiddushin Minen. Because it looks like what? Khalipin, right? Because the practice is they return it. So it looks like a Matana Maslachzer, right? We did that already today. That's Tosos Sheet. So making that Torah, it's good. Mirabana, it's not good. In fact, some people had a gzeira, had a girsa, gzeira mirabana shem yikachinim b'chalipin. In fact, the Ran says that was the girsa of high going in the Gemara. Gzeira yomer isha niklas b'chalipin. But what's the Rambam's take? Please get it. Rambam's take is pirakei alocha choftalichos ishus, where the Rambam writes, you know why matana ma'as is not good? Because she gets no hanoah. She's got to give it back. And it's not good minatayrus, says the Ran. Because by you need kesef sheesh bohana. Get that phrase. Kesef sheesh bohana. That's the Rambam's principle. A matana ma'aslachzer it does not fulfill the man of kesef sheesh bohana. Because she gets no hana. She's got to return it. That's why he said mekadesh b'milvo is bad. Because there's nothing kayim that she derives benefit with. She was loaned the money and then what? She wants kedushin with? There's nothing there. There's nothing there for to be nene with. That's the Rambam Shita, Lach L'maisa. Please get it. Okay? That's the Rambam Shita. It's got to be Kesef Sheesh Bo Hana. That's why Masber, Kesef Sheesh Bo Hana is Masber. Why what? It's Masber 2 Dinim. Why Matana Manasseh is not good mean at Torah? Where's the Koran Torah? It's only good mean, not good mean Rabban Misan Afkinu. And number two? Why? Number two, why Mekadosh B'Milv is not good? Because Kesef Sheesh Bo Hana, the Rambam says. You need Kesef Sheesh Bo Hana. You don't have that by Matam Raslash, you don't have it by Kadosh Ben Milvin. That's the Rambam Shita. Please get it. And it's not good mina Torah, whereas Tosha said it wasn't good mina Rabban Mitzvah Nafkinu. Okay, 27. What is Kavan in the Din Itafis Law Mitfaseh? What does that mean? What does that phrase mean? It means, I give my handkerchief to Yosef to buy his mansion. If Yosef wants to grab my handkerchief and keep it for good, for posterity, it's fine. Please get it. Simple. Itafis la mitfaseh. Done. If he grabs my handkerchief, he can grab it. He's not mechuyev to give it back. That's the way Tosis Paskins. Al pi din. That's the way Tosis Paskins al pi din. That we consider that to be what? Itafis la mitfaseh. Okay, now there is a shita. Rav Hai, the Beis Yosef quotes from Amram going itafis a suter mahani. It works. Okay? It works. Now there's a steer in the rush, we said. The rush says that Tfisa Suter does not work. So please get that rush. The rush in the Durham says, whereas the rush says Lamaisa seems to be a steer in the rush. Because the rush in the Durham says that Yosef cannot keep it. Allah Lamaisa. Okay? They cannot keep it. Whereas the rush by us seems to say like this, that he can keep it. So it seems like a steer in the rush. How are we paskin on this issue? Okay? Rav Amram going to be Beis Yosef, definitely you can keep it. Okay. Fine. That's 27. 28. What is the makor of Mishpatei Tanoim? Let's go, guys. What's the makor of Mishpatei Tanoim? Mishnah Samach Aleph Amraf, the way Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to address Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. You guys want Avra Yardin? What do you have to do? You have to cross over and fight with the other Shvatim and conquer Yisrael, right? The way that Moshe Rabbeinu addressed them, that Hashem told him to address them, we model all deals. Where you're going to make conditions in the deals, they have to be modeled after Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Can't just stomp, finagle, make up whatever you want. Okay? Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven is the model. Okay? Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven is the model. And you must follow it, Alpi Din. Okay? That's the sheet of Reb Meir in Kedushin Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Reb Chanim and Gamliel argued. What did Reb Chanim and Gamliel say? He said that the Torah just elucidated it clearly like that because I would have thought that what? That if they didn't listen, they wouldn't have even gotten a chelik where? In Eretz Yisrael. They would have been thrown out totally of the Shvatim. So you can't be medayik from the Psukim, says Reb Chanim and Gamliel. Rebbe Meir says you can be medayik, and that's called mishpatei tanoim from Bnei Gad or Bnei Ruvei. And what do we say in this question? Please get it down. Avi Yarden, do you bring bikurim from Avi Yarden? Yes or no? Okay. 2 days in Yushalmi. Very good, Sweet. 1 day it says you don't because it's not Eretz of Askalav, Udvash. And what's the other reason? Because we didn't what? We weren't given it, we asked for it. Eretz Hashem Natatali, when you say the Bikurim, you say the Eretz Hashem gave me. Here they asked for Avi Yarden. What's enough commitment between the two reasons? Chetzi Shevet Menashe. Excellent, Sweet. Does Chetzi Shevet Menashe bring Bikurim from Avi Yarden? According to the first reason, objectively, it's still not Eretz of Askaladavash. You don't bring Bikurim. According to the second reason, they were what? They were placed there to be the Torah teachers. Isn't that interesting? In by Yosef, he was his bodyguard. He got the bracha of Gashmis Menashe. Ephraim got the bracha Ruchnis. Later in the Torah, though, they became the what? Later in the Torah, they became the teachers of Torah. Based on what concept? Osmosis, we said, remember? Not osmosis. Osmosis. Right? It's osmosis. Remember we said that? Who is the godfather of Avdolos Barry Bonds? Who was his godfather? Willie Mays. See, it's in the Bria. This concept's in the Bria. If you're the bodyguard of the God of Dor, become a teacher of Torah too. So later on, he became the Malam de Torah and Eira Yardin. Halach Lamais. So the answer is number 29. 30. Let's go, guys. 30. Give all 10 Mishpatei Tanoim. Not 9, but 10. Yeah, 29 we're up to. What are the 10 Mishpatei Tanoim? Let's go. Let me see if I can remember now. Ready? Number 1. You need a Tanai Kofel. Double condition. If you go across and fight with us, yes, you'll get Avi Yarden. If not, not. Hain, Kodim Lalavs. Number 2. Positive before negative. The positive has to be articulated before the negative. Number 3. Tanai, Kodim Lamaisa. The Tanai must be what? Now, either that means articulated before or physically done before. So, Machlokes Rambam and Raavad. Let's say you say to the woman, if I eat the ice cream cone, I'll Makadosh you. So, you have to say the Tanai before the action. The Tanai is the ice cream cone being eaten. The mice is Kedushin. You have to say it like that, but also maybe you have to eat the ice cream cone before the chuppah. So, it's a Machlokes Rambam and Raavad. Does it only mean verbally, or does it mean also action wise? That's number 3. Number 4, guys. Tanai b'davar echad, u'maisa b'davar acher. The Tanai has to be a side thing. You can't make Kadosh on condition, give me the ring back. Because the Tanai would contradict the Maisa. Which we'll get to more to tomorrow, Mishum of the Taisus. Tanai b'davar echad, u'maisa b'davar acher. The ice cream cone has nothing to do with the ring. It's a side thing. Tanai b'davar echad, u'maisa b'davar acher. Yoni, you getting it down? Tanai b'davar echad, u'maisa b'davar acher. Okay? So that's number 1, 4, 5. Tonight it's possible to be able to fulfill. You can Mekadosh on, bless you, Mekadosh on condition you fly over the moon. You can't fly over the moon last time I checked. Number 6, the Tanai Lamaisa has to be in a category where you can appoint a Shliach. Like Chalitza, it cannot be done through a Shliach. So therefore, you can't make any Tanai on Chalitza. That's 6. 7. The Tanai cannot be against Masha Kasa B'Toyra. Cannot be against what the Torah says. Cannot make up your own, you make a Tanai, Lamaisa, that you Mekadosher, Amanasa, something against the Torah. There's no Ribbis, so make up some things that are against Halacha. 8. Has to be something that is what? Has Mamashas. I mean, it has to be something that's real. It has to be something that's a real type of Tanai, something that's not, bogus. It has to not be something like a joke. It's a little bit different. That's more physical, flying over the moon. I don't know, let's say, make a Tanai on something, what bracha do you say on gum in the sukkah? Barbleshe bazooka. You know what I mean? Some Irish guy like that, okay? That's 8. What'd you say?
Comedy works.
Okay. Number 9. What's number 9? Number nine, it's got to be something that exists in this world. Can't be on a future. Cannot be on a future. You can't Mekadosh on a condition that a palm tree is going to be put in there. Right? And when it was 10? 10 is also something that is what? That is something that is serious. So that we say the Dover Sheesh Bomamish. The 10th one is basically... Yeah, Ptulim Mimal is something that's serious. The one beforehand, when I said Dover Sheesh Bomamish, it can't be esoteric. It's got to be a real tangible type of Tanai. Like drawing letters in the sky. Remember we said that? That was number 8.
Wait, so according to the letter, if you could send the Shlem, does that mean Reuven and God, they could have technically sent them to the other
side? So that's a question whether what they could have appointed Shlich or not. Lomaitz, we'll talk about that tomorrow, Allah Lomaitz. Is that a category where they could have appointed a Shlich or not? That's a question, Lomaitz. Pashup Shot is they could have appointed a Shlich to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Pashup Shot. Okay, that's 29. Let's conclude with 30. What does Tosfos say on Esrog Sherov Gamliel? The Gemara says, if I give an Esrog to my friend, Almanasi returns it. Yos is definitely Yotze, but only if he returns it to me. So the Gemara has a story with Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel had an Esrog. He gave it to Yoshua, Rav Yeshua. Then he gave it to Bekiva. Then Rav Bekiva gave it back. So the Gemara says, you see, Matanamaz Nas is good. I don't understand. How is Rav Yeshua Yotze? He didn't return it to Rav Gamliel. He didn't return it to Rav Bekiva did. Answer is that what? The answer is he didn't care as long as he got it back. But what did the Avnei Miluim prove from this Tosfos? Please get it. That the Avnei Miluim holds like the Rush. That what is an Matana Mops Lachser? It's a full Matana. Right? It's a full Matana. No strings attached. If it's just a Matana Lesman, right? And then what? Then it comes back. Then who cares how it comes back? You don't care. But if it's a full-fledged Matana, and I'm giving it to you, and you have a side requirement to return it, then there's an issue. And that's why it's got to be Mazur and Lil didn't mind, as long as he got it back. So the Avnei Miluim proves from here, Simen Chav Ches Sifkot Nun Gimel, that Tosfos holds like the Shittas Arash, that a Matana Maslas is a full Matana with a side requirement to return. It's not a Matana Lesman. It's a Matana Lesman, then Tosfos Kasha wouldn't even start. As long as he got it back, that's fine. But if it's a Matana Gemura, then it could affect Yosef. He didn't return it. He was like Rabbi Shua. How can it be Yotze? The answer is he wasn't Makbid. As long as he got it back, it'll be fine. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. I got to run. I got a Masada Levayat at 1. Okay? So...